Mara Maseches Sota Daf Yudalet Darish Rav Simloi Mipnei Manis Ave Moshe Liikanes LaEretz Yisrael. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu want so much to enter into the land of Eretz Yisrael? V'chilechal Mipiria Hutzarech. Did Moshe Rabbeinu hear that they have the greatest fruits and all the produce is so much better than anywhere else in the world? O Lisboa Mituva Hutzarech. Did Moshe Rabbeinu hear that all of the hikes you can go on or all the enjoyment and pleasure you can have in the world is only fulfilled most in Eretz Yisrael? Obviously not, says the Gemara. Elakacham Ramoshe, harbe mitzvos nitzava Yisrael. The Jewish people were commanded to observe many mitzvos. Ve'em iskaimin ela be'eretz Yisrael. There are a number of them that can only be fulfilled in Eretz Yisrael itself, what we refer to as the mitzvos hatiluyas ba'aretz. And therefore, he said, "Eikanes ani la'aretz kedei sheyiskaimu kulan al yadi." Moshe Rabbeinu says, I very much want to enter the land, not because I know how beautiful it is to live there, not because I know about all the produce and all of the wonderful things that one can do, but rather, says Moshe Rabbeinu, in order that I should have the ability to observe all of those mitzvos that we refer to as the mitzvos hataluyos ba'aretz. And this is a very important consideration. When we celebrate Eretz Yisrael, we ask ourselves, what exactly do we celebrate? So there are many different answers to that question, but the Gemara says the main thing that one is supposed to be excited about in Eretz Yisrael is that we have the opportunity to perform the mitzvos hataluyos ba'aretz, which is something that in Chutz La'aretz we do not have the opportunity to observe. Now we have a pasuk in Sefer Devarim. Va'atah Yisrael, Shema el hachukim el ha-mishpatim asher anochi melameid aschem la'asos. God warns all of us, and he says, listen to all of the commandments, to all of the instructions, asher anochi melameid aschem la'asos, that I have instructed you to observe, leman tichyu, in order that you should be able to live, ubasem yirishtem es ha'aretz, and by product of the fact that you are going to follow all of these laws, you will then be able to come into Eretz Yisrael, asher Hashem elokei avoseichem nosein lachem, writes the Chizkuni, one of the Gedolei HaRishonim in the 1200s living in France. So the Chizkuni writes that don't say, Shalo Tomru, Le'ela Techalek Aretz. Don't say, well, we already got the land, and therefore it is a given that it is going to remain ours. Says the Chizkuni, that should never be the perspective of the Jewish community. Lanu Nitna Haaretz Bein Zakayin Bein Chayavin. Don't think that you are going to be in the land forever, for all eternity. This is not something that is a given at all. Al Tomru Kach, writes the Chizkuni Shaharei, we learn from this pasuk that being in Eretz Yisrael is bischus shetishmu el achukim el hamishpatim. Being in Eretz Yisrael is only provided that we take upon ourselves as a Jewish community as a whole that we are going to observe all of the mitzvos hataluyos ba'aretz in the proper way that they're supposed to be kept. That is what our ticket to entry into Eretz Yisrael is all about. That is what gives us the right to remain in Eretz Yisrael when we sign up to do all those mitzvos that we are expected to do. In fact, the Yerushalmi writes in Maseches Brachos, why is it that in the second paragraph of Birchas HaMazon we say, No Delecha, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all of the great bounty and the gift that Eretz Yisrael means to us. And in the context of that we say, Al Torascha Sheli Madatanu, what does it have to do with Eretz Yisrael? After all, I can learn Torah in Chutz La'aretz, I can learn Torah in Eretz Yisrael. What is the difference? Says the Yerushalmi, we don't thank the Ribono Shel Olam in general for giving us the Torah. That wouldn't fit in. But rather, writes the Yerushalmi in Maseches Brachos, that we have to know the laws of the Torah in order to be able to live and experience what Eretz Yisrael is all about. If you don't know what Shrumas and Maisrus and Maisr Sheni is, then you have no idea what the experience of Eretz Yisrael is meant to be all about. And therefore, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only for giving us the Aretz, not only for giving us the land and for all the bounty and the beauty of what the land represents to us, but also, says the Yerushalmi, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Torascha Sheli Madatanu, that He gave us a Torah that is meant to be observed specifically in Eretz Yisrael. So there was a major discussion about 100 years ago by all the great Gedolim of the time trying to figure out what are we supposed to do when we're stuck in Europe and we don't have the opportunity to go to Eretz Yisrael? What is our perspective supposed to be then? So Rav Kook tried to encourage many people who were still in Chutz La'aretz that they should do whatever they could to think about Eretz Yisrael, to learn about Eretz Yisrael. And it's well known that the Chafetz Chaim opened up many different groups of people who were studying Torah Eretz Yisrael. He wanted them to learn the halachos of Seder HaAvoda, how they're supposed to do service in the Beis HaMikdash, how they're supposed to work the land. And the Chafetz Chaim gives the following mashal, Kedimyon HaNisuin. He says, for anyone who's ever made a wedding, you well know, Shekasher hakala omedes mulubeshes umukushetes betachshik teha. After the months and months of preparation that a kala gets her gown made, and they picked out all the flowers, and they got the hall, and the band, and everything's ready to go, and now she's standing under the chuppah. Va'omdim umetzapin la'achasin sheyavo. What does the chasin need to do already? Not much. He takes a shower, he shaves, he takes a haircut, and he shows about the wedding, like he didn't really do anything. Says the Chafetz Chaim, when the chasin knows how much his kala has invested in it, isn't he going to make sure to be there on time? At least, it's the least that he can do. At least he'll be prepared for the evening. He'll get a good night's sleep the night before. Well, says the Chafetz Chaim, Kein HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu refers to us as his chasin, as his kala. We are the beloved of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Pasuk says, Kimechos chasin al kala, Yasis alayich elokayich. The same way that a chasin and kala enjoy and celebrate each other's company, so too says the Navi, that will be the relationship that we will have once again with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And therefore, says the Chafetz Chaim, Im niye anu muchanim umukushatim, if we will prepare ourselves for what it means to live a life in Eretz Yisrael, even though we are stuck in Galus, but if we at least understand what our role is meant to be, then we are like the Kala, who spent months and months and years readying herself for the Chuppah, then we can have a claim against the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. Nu, it's time for you to come back. The Chuppah is ready, the Chasen is all prepared, we are prepared, and therefore it's time for you to show up and do what you're supposed to do as well. Said the Chafetz Chaim, that's why it's important for us, as B'nai Chutz La'aretz, even if we might not have the opportunity to be living in Eretz Yisrael proper, at least we should show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we are prepared to experience what life in Eretz Yisrael is all about. So the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Vav writes that there's this category of mitzvahs that we refer to as the mitzvahs HaTeluyas Ba'aretz. Now what exactly are those mitzvahs? So we find in Chumash some of them in this week's Parsha, but a number of them scattered about throughout the pages of Chumash. We find Leket, Shikcha, Peya, we have different laws of how you're supposed to plow the field. Peret, Ololos, Shvius is something the seventh year you have to leave over the fields. Barren, you're not allowed to plant in them. Maiser Ani, Maiser Sheni, you have Bikurim, Neter Ravai, Hafrashas Chala, Truma, Maiser, Maiser Risha, Maiser Sheni, Kilayim, Arla. We have all of these halachos in which we find the category is complete of the mitzvahs HaTeluyas Ba'aretz. And these generally we assume do not apply to Jews who live in Chutz La'aretz. And the question that was raised by a number of great Gedolim around the 1600s, the Plesi, that was written by Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz, he wondered, I live in Chutz La'aretz. Where did Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz live? He lived in Germany, in Altoona, Hamburg. And he was in the height of Jewish community, of Jewish society at the time, and he was wondering, well, I don't have the opportunity to inhabit the land of Eretz Yisrael. And I don't have the opportunity to perform all of these mitzvahs because I'm simply not there. It wouldn't make sense for me to leave my field barren in my backyard here in Altoona in Hamburg. That doesn't give me any credit for Shvius. It doesn't help anything if I give Trumas and Mises from the fruits that grow in my backyard here in Germany. That's not going to do anything. The mitzvah is, if you have a farm in Eretz Yisrael, that is where you're supposed to perform all of the agricultural mitzvahs. So Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz wondered, is there a way for me, as a ben Chutz La'aretz, to somehow buy into the process? Can I somehow remotely have an opportunity to express myself in being part of the mitzvah of Trumas and Maisers and all the other mitzvahs that are only applicable in Eretz Yisrael? Or would you say, he says, that the Gemara writes in Maseches Nazir Daf Yud Beis, Kol Midi Delo Matzi Yavid, if there's a mitzvah that I am not able to perform on my own, Shliach Lo Matzi Mashvi, I'm not able to make a Shliach, a proxy on my behalf to do it either. If it's something that I'm not able to do, then it's something I cannot send somebody else in my stead to perform either. And that was the question that the place he answered. And he says, Kama Anshe Maisa, there are many pious Jews in our community. Shenasnu Lefnei Chachamim De'azlu L'Eretz Yisrael. They were collectors who came from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, and they needed to support all of the organizations, all of the Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael. And he says, when we had the opportunity to meet these wonderful Jews, we gave them money, Uminu l'shluchim, and we asked them to be our shaliach, our proxy, liknos b'shvilan behemos. We asked that they should buy animals in Eretz Yisrael, ulahafrish matnos kuhuna ba'avuran, zero alachayayim. And he said we asked them to do some of the mitzvahs HaTeluyas Ba'aretz by buying a portion of the animal, and this way they will do the mitzvah on our behalf, ushlucha shaladam kemoso. And we know, I'm able to make a shaliach. The Gemara talks about it by Kiddushin and by Gittin, all different areas of halacha. I can have someone be my shaliach. We all just sold our chametz. Rabbi Billet was the shaliach to sell on behalf of those who entrusted him. So Why, writes the Plesi, can't I do the same thing? I give somebody money in Eretz Yisrael. He happens to be a farmer. And I say to him, I want to buy a small portion of your land. I'm going to stay behind in Chutz Laaretz, but I want to participate in the mitzvah as well. Da'ani ha'yisi mesupak, he says, I wasn't sure, does this actually work? Kivan di'i la matziyavid ki rachok mimenu haderech, since I live in Germany and I'm not there in Eretz Yisrael, and this is something that I myself do not have the opportunity to fulfill, am I able to put somebody else in my stead to do the mitzvah on my behalf? So what would you say, writes Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz, is this something that would work or perhaps not? Now there's a major discussion in a number of places about the parameters of this halacha of shlichus. So for example, the Nodeb Yehuda writes in his commentary on Shulchan Aruch, what happens if you have a businessman? And this man unfortunately has a business trip scheduled far away from his hometown, but his wife just had a baby, and he has to perform the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. Problem is, when the Yom Lamed Aleph comes, when the time for the Pidyon HaBen is going to arrive, he's going to be somewhere else. He's not going to be in this location. So what should he do? What should he do? Is he able to be memana a shaliach? Could he make a shaliach now and give somebody the money and say, when the proper time arrives, I want you to do the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen on my behalf? Says the Nodeb Yehuda, maybe he's not able to do it. Why? Because kol milsa de'il o matzi avid, if I myself am not able to do it because I happen not to be here, I'm away in a faraway town, I'm in a different community, maybe that would prevent me from making a shaliach to do it on my behalf either. Or perhaps the Acharonim say, maybe you should say that the only time that would be something that would stand in the way of a shlichus is if for some other reason I'm precluded from this mitzvah, if I'm excluded from performing the mitzvah. Let's say I am an Eved. I'm not mechuyev in all the mitzvahs, so therefore maybe I'm not able to have someone else do the mitzvah on my behalf. But over here, where it's not an issue, there's nothing standing in my way. If I wanted to take a train tomorrow, I'd be able to be there and do the Pidyon HaBen by myself. So it's just a distance, it's just a location that is in our way. Who said that would be something that would stand in the way of making a shaliach? So there was an amazing story, the Mahari Bruna, one of the Rishonim in the 1400s, Megidole Ashkenaz. He has a very interesting story. He says that there in their community, wherever it was in Germany, they used to sell the kibudim for the entire year. Once a year they would have some kind of goral, they would have a open appeal, and people would give money to buy all the kibudim for the year. So they sold hagba and glila for the entire year. Okay, so somebody paid a lot of money because you get two kibudim that way. Every time he's laying, you have one person go up for hagba, the second person go up for glila. Somebody paid for it. Now, it just so happens to be a few months into this, this guy ends up in the hospital, and he's not able to come to shul. So the question is, now, who deserves to have the right to that kibud? Who can do Hagba and Glila? What, are we going to skip Hagba and Glila for the rest of the year? Of course not. We're going to do it. The question is, who has the right to do it? So, can they resell it again to somebody else now? Or, writes the Mari Bruna, this man who was sick in the hospital claimed, if I'm not able to come to shul, it's still my right. So maybe I should be able to put somebody else in my place and decide, they should decide on my behalf who is going to be able to do Hagman Glila, but I am still empowered to make that decision. And what the Mari Bruna tried to explain here is, do we assume that if I'm not able to do something, I cannot make a shaliach, I don't have the power to do so? Is that even when I'm just practically not able to be there? Here, this man broke his leg, he ended up in the hospital, he's not going to be in shul. Does that mean he's precluded from the mitzvah? Does that mean he's totally out of the picture, he's out of the equation, and now he no longer has the schus? Or do you say, no, he's considered to be a part of it. Practically, he happens not to be able to come to shul, but that doesn't take him out of this equation, and he would still have the rights to his mitzvah. So the Chayei Adam, in the 1800s, furthered this discussion, and he brought it up again. And he says, in his opinion, he believes that even those who live in Chutz Laaretz, even those who live outside of Eretz Yisrael, are able to give money in order that somebody in Eretz Yisrael should be able to do the mitzvah on their behalf. And says the Chayei Adam, why would this be different than any other shlichus? The same way you're able to have a proxy stand in your place and do any mitzvah for you, so too you should be able to have the same rules apply here. And that is why the Chayei Adam believe that this is some kind of idea for those who live in Chutz Laaretz to somehow take part and contribute to the mitzvah Sateluyas Baaretz. There's a very easy way to do that. That is what the Chayei Adam write. And you know, every time we have a Shemitah, they always have all these advertisements trying to encourage those of us in Chutz Laaretz. It's obviously a gimmick to make money, but there also is something behind it. for us to participate in supporting those farmers. We're not just giving money to the farmer that he should be able to live through the year. That's a very noble cause in and of itself. But we also give money that we should be able to have some kind of participation in the mitzvah of Shemitah, because we here in Chutz La'aretz cannot really perform the mitzvah on our own. So we want to have some kind of fulfillment of the mitzvah, and therefore we send the money and have others do it on our behalf. However, this is not so clear. I remember the first time that I was old enough to understand when people were asking for money for Shemitah, I discussed this with Rav Asher Weiss, and I asked him, should I really be giving money to people in Eretz Yisrael to be a farmer on my behalf, that it's as if I'm keeping Shemitah, does that really work? And he said, in his opinion, he doesn't think it works at all. Why? Because he said, it's very nice that you want to give money and you want to send it because you want to participate, but he said, the bottom line is, Bizmanenu, he said, later on he wrote this as a letter, and he said, Kulam rodfim achar mitzvos kalos. Everybody wants the quick fix. The real mitzvah is to move to Eretz Yisrael, to perform all the mitzvahs hatluyos baretz, and to have all the sacrifices that go along with it, which means every seventh year you're not going to make any money, and you're going to be afraid for your life, what's going to happen next year, am I going to have a parnasa? And every year you're going to give away a percentage of your crops, trumas, maisers, maiser sheni, maiser ani, everything else. That is a sacrifice that somebody has to be willing to take in order to perform and fulfill the mitzvahs hatluyos baretz. You think you're going to come up with a gimmick, you're going to stay in Chutz La'aretz, you're going to appreciate all of the luxuries that you are able to have living in Chutz La'aretz without any sacrifice, and all I'm going to do is send a check every 7 years to Eretz Yisrael and assume that that's going to give me credit for the mitzvahs hatluyos baretz. Not so fast. Not so fast. It's not really the way that the mitzvahs hatluyos baretz work, and he felt that the proper thing to do, if one is going to give money, instead of trying to contribute money to now become a partner in a field, give money to support the person who's really being moser nefesh on that field. Give money to the person who's really living what it's supposed to mean to live in Eretz Yisrael, and to do all of the mitzvahs hatluyos baretz the way they're supposed to be observed. That would be a better usage of the money than to try to fulfill the mitzvah that perhaps we are not really obligated to fulfill living here in Chutz La'aretz. Reb Hanani ben Akasha.